Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
When you hear the word trauma, you might be thinking, well, that doesn't apply to me. I've never been the victim of a violent crime or in a war. You know, my parents are still happily married. But defining any psychological trauma is hard because it's such an individual experience. And I've been working with people for over 35 years, and I can tell you that what traumatizes you might not traumatize someone else. And this is why you might not realize you're dealing with unhealed trauma, because you or someone else might be minimizing your experience. I hear clients say it all the time. Well, I'm overreacting. That wasn't a big deal. Or maybe your brother says to you, hey, I grew up in the same house you did and it didn't bother me. Well, today I'm going to cover the signs of unhealed trauma and how it just might be ruining your relationship. So stay tuned.
I'm Dr. Abby Metcalf, and I'm a psychologist, number one Amazon best-selling author, TEDx speaker, and all-around relationship maven. With over 30 years of experience helping people create connection, joy, and ease in all their relationships. What's my secret? Well, besides being totally hilarious, I help you think differently so you can approach your relationships in a completely new way. I'm the best deal in town because the tools I teach apply to all your relationships, which allows you to simplify your life and find the confidence, calm, and deep love you've been craving. Combining my hands-on experience and all the latest research, I've created actionable tips and tools you can apply quickly and easily to create lasting change in all your relationships today. So let's get to it.
Well, here we are again, my lovely.
Hello.
Nice to be with you. I'm picturing you right now. That's really what I do when I'm talking into my microphone. I'm picturing you. I'm talking right to you. I've got my notes, you know, about what I want to say, but really I'm just thinking of having a conversation with you. And I love these conversations. So this is yet another topic that was given, you know, brought up by a listener and actually a few people on Instagram DM'd me and talked about this topic. So, and by the way, if you don't follow me on Instagram yet, you know, go for it. I really try to put things up that are inspiring and just to try to help you remember to be in your moments and remember how important your relationships are. So check me out there. And if you haven't yet, oh, I'm harping. I'm giving you shit. If you haven't left a review yet and you like me this and you're here every week, then come on. Come on. Come on. Go leave a review. Yeah, maybe it's a pain in the ass. It's not really that big a pain in the ass. You can always do it on iTunes, even if you don't, even if that's not how you're listening to me. And it just helps tremendously. Do me a solid. Go leave a review. Unless you don't like the podcast, then I don't know why you're listening, number one. And number two, hey, if you don't like the podcast, or if you don't like things that are going on, I actually would like your feedback, although not in a review. I would love for you to email me at abby@abbymedcalf.com and let me know what you're thinking. And as a few of you have said, it can be great sometimes to listen to the podcast at like 1.5 speed. You know, you can listen to it a little faster because I know I do tend to go on. And that way you can hear the whole thing just a little quicker. So, you know, if you're time crunched and you really want to hear everything, try it that way. All right. Well, let's get to it. Not an exciting, fun topic, but this whole trauma thing. But something that comes up so much in the work I do, and yeah, it just all the time. And I was shocked myself to realize I had unresolved trauma. Because again, I think we can tend to minimize it and think things like, well, everybody has tough days or everybody has tough things and that kind of stuff. It's yeah. Anyway. All right. So let's talk about it. So how do you define trauma exactly? That would be the first question, right? And trauma, it's really caused by either sort of one harmful or distressing event, could just be one thing, or one experience, or a series of these kinds of experiences. And it impacts on some level your ability to cope and function in a healthy way. Doesn't mean you're laying in bed and can't get out of it. Doesn't mean you can't have a relationship. You know, you've never been able to have one, although it could mean all those things. But often I think it's way sneakier than that. And that's why it goes unresolved and unlooked at. And, you know, you don't realize it. So, and I've talked about this before on the podcast. It's just hard to pinpoint. And it's, again, why you might not realize you've had it, because what's traumatic to one person might not be to another. You know, we're all born with certain temperaments. You come to the family at a different time than someone else, you know, because of the evolution of the family, maybe you're the only girl and it's all boys or whatever, that gender matters and all kinds of other factors that, you know, right now, kids who are dealing with the pandemic, that it's hitting them differently than it hit me, that kind of thing. All of it all wraps up together to make these what I lovingly always call the perfect storm. And that really is what means if it's traumatic to you or not, for lack of a better way to say that. So again, you can all be raised in the same family, but you have some issues that maybe your siblings don't in the same way. So how your dad acted as a parent might not have affected your older brother, but might have had a negative impact on you. I've talked before, you know, I'm the youngest of many siblings, and I'm the youngest by a large margin. And they all sort of grew up, you know, they have their own thing, but I grew up very separate from them in a lot of ways. So yes, I had to wait online for the bathroom, but but I also kind of grew up alone because, you know, they were all in high school and I think I was in middle school or out of the house. My sister left the house when I was 9, 8. She was already off, you know, she moved out to California from New York. So, you know, I didn't have the same experience that a lot of them had in the family. Just saying that, like, it's all different. And not to mention the decade I grew up in more, you know, versus them. It all has an impact on this. So I guess what I want to say, I'm sorry, I'm like searching for words because I want to say this well so you can really understand. Trauma can come from neglect just as easily as from some kind of like physical or sexual abuse. And what I find with many of my clients is that they don't identify something as traumatic because objectively they think, well, I grew up in a good home, you know, maybe an intact family, maybe there was money, maybe they even went to the best schools. So in their head, there was no trauma. But when you drill down, maybe their parents never had time for them and they were shunted off to nannies or other caregivers. Maybe they had, maybe you grew up in quote unquote a normal family, but you had an older sibling who really bullied you. Maybe you had an undiagnosed learning disability and didn't live up to your parents' potential, and that was always an issue. You know, there's a lot of things that come to bear. Maybe you were told you were a drama queen growing up because, you know, you showed a lot just because you showed emotion compared to your siblings who didn't act that way. And so you seemed like too much or too this or too sensitive or whatever when you weren't. And believe it or not, that's traumatic to our little psyches. We don't feel accepted. We don't feel understood. We don't feel safe. And so, again, depending on what else was happening in the family, that can really affect you. There are so many ways for us to be left feeling like there's something wrong with us and that we're not worthy of love. That results in this unresolved trauma, which shows up in later relationships. That's what happens. It peaks its ugly head. So, and I want to say, too, that really importantly, because you know I love my brain stuff, and I won't go deep in the brain thing. I just want to say quickly, trauma literally changes your brain. It's common for people who've had trauma to have brain changes, like physically in their brain, which can result in things like, what do I see the most? Hypervigilance. I see a lot of that, being very quote-unquote sensitive. Having a spotty memory, not remembering your childhood, not remembering a lot of details, not having asked questions. I had a client who I just adore. I was speaking to the other day, and we were talking, and she has this really interesting middle name. And I said to her, oh, where's that from? And she's like, I'm not sure. I said, really? Like, you never asked? You know, just talk about, there's a way that obviously in her family, they just didn't talk about certain things or go deep on certain things. You know, and so it's not to blame your family or to go back and go, oh, they're a bunch of jerks. It's not about that at all. It's just about noticing these things that you didn't realize. Remember, you know, what do I always say? You're being a fish who doesn't know it's wet. It's really important to know that you're a little fishy and that you're swimming in water. Emotional reactivity is another one. Poor impulse control, all of these things result from actual changes in your brain. And we know that when we look at brain scans, functional MRIs, et cetera, that we can see that there's traumatic stress has been correlated and associated with lasting changes to your amygdala, your hypothalamus, your hippocampus, your prefrontal cortex, your amygdala, you know, that's, remember, your fight, flight, freeze response. It's your emotional and instinctual center. So that's where you might have some poor impulse control or that poor emotional regulation or difficulty, maybe even getting really numb and not even having a reaction. That's all from there. The hypothalamus, remember, that gets sort of activated when your amygdala gets activated. So it starts releasing stress-inducing hormones, cortisol, norepinephrine, noradrenaline, all the good things into your system and in an alarming rate. And when those things are being released, because you're supposed to run, right? I'm wiggling on my chair. Sorry. Okay. Because you're supposed to run and from the tiger or whatever's coming to eat you. So you get all these hormones to heighten your senses and to get you ready to bolt. Your hippocampus is, and what's really important with your hippocampus, remember also all those stress hormones from the hypothalamus shrink the hippocampus. I've talked about this a lot. They shrink and shrivel it. And your hippocampus controls your memory. And what we know is that any kind of trauma leads to reduced activity in the hippocampus and this shrinking and shriveling of the hippocampus. So one of the jobs of your hippocampus is to recognize, it does a lot, but one of the things it does is recognize what's in the past and what's now, what's a memory and what's current. And when it gets obviously altered like this, when something happens in the now, it actually, your brain thinks it's a trauma from the past. So it can't distinguish. And that's why you might also overreact or underreact. Also, this is the part of your brain that catalogs what's happening. So, you know, the argument with your partner, he said this, she said that, I said this, they said this, you know, sort of takes the memory and kind of puts it away. But what happens is when it is shrunken and shriveled and altered, you don't remember things correctly. It skews it more negative. So you overestimate threats and you underestimate positive things that are happening. So it's all bad, right? What's happening. And then, you know, the last piece is that prefrontal cortex, and that, again, responsible in a lot of ways for regulating your emotions and your impulses and for coming up with problem solving and good judgment and really breaking things down. Well, when your amygdala is activated, your prefrontal cortex isn't. It's not working effectively. It can't kind of turn on. So you have a difficult time controlling your fear. You might get stuck in a reactive state. You can't think or problem solve well. You can't remember all the great tools Abby taught you on the podcast. That all happens. So all of that, if you relate to any of that, guess what? All right. And I just want to throw in here really quickly that witnessing a trauma is also can also lead to unhealed trauma. Just witnessing something, even something just once. Research has shown that if you're, you know, being exposed to a trauma can, again, create those same changes to the brain and it making you maybe overreact to a sound, a sudden movement, a facial expression, even years after the event. They've actually done, there was one study I remember reading, I'll link to it in the show notes, I'll go find it, but they were looking at the effects of 9/11 here in the United States, and they found that that participants who were within, get this, 1.5 miles of the World Trade Center on 9/11, they had significantly higher bilateral amygdala activity to fearful versus calm faces compared to those who were living more than 200 miles away. So significantly overestimating threats and underestimating opportunities significantly. And in the study, in the summary of it, they said these results show that exposure to traumatic events in the past was associated with emotional responses several years later in people who were close to an initial trauma. But the participants didn't meet the criteria for a diagnosis of PTSD, depression, or anxiety at the time that they were doing this brain imaging. Get that? I know. So you're sitting going, well, I don't have PTSD, you know. Well, guess what? So even if you witness things, if your dad never hit you, but he hit your mom, even if if there was always threats in your household, if you saw a violent crime or something that was you considered really disturbing when you saw it, because depending on your age, remember too, if you see something at age 5 versus something at age 15, it's very different how your memory is going to hold that and can absolutely be traumatic at 5 when it's not at 15. So I just want to say that too, because sometimes people are thinking, well, nothing really happened to me, but there were things around them that they can identify. All right. So how does it affect your relationship now? Well, when you've got unhealed trauma, so of any kind, you're gonna experience triggers in your relationship. And I really should say relationships, right? Everybody. We're talking about partners here and that kind of thing, but this obviously applies moms, dads, siblings, friends, coworkers, bosses, everywhere.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
You don't realize you're even being triggered, especially if you're thinking you've never experienced trauma. So your partner, your friend, your mom will unintentionally do something. You get triggered, you quote unquote overreact, and then you end up feeling like you're crazy. Maybe later you're thinking, why did I do that? What was I so upset about? Well, guess what? So, and let me give you an example I had recently with a client. Let's say your trauma is that you had parents who were just emotionally distant. They were fine overall, but they didn't beat you or anything. You had food on the table. Maybe you even had money. Who knows? But they just were a bit emotionally distant. You didn't have a lot of deep conversations. There was a lot of them talking kind of at you, or maybe you were always looking to get in front of them. Maybe they were working a lot. They could have also been physically distant, right? Anything like that. And so in kids, when this happens, they end up feeling abandoned. They do. And therefore unworthy of love. You know, if kids have magical thinking, if I was better, then mommy wouldn't work so much, that kind of stuff. That's what happens. So in your adult relationship, whenever your partner, let's say, comes home late, you get super upset. This is what happened with this partner, with this client. She was losing her shit when her partner came home late, which wasn't even that often, because she was assigning a lot of meaning to it. He doesn't love me. If he cared, he'd call, or he'd make it a priority never to be late. That's what she was saying, really. She goes, if he loved me, he wouldn't be late. Period. I'd be the priority. Like, she was reading so much into his lateness and feeling rejected, feeling abandoned, feeling powerless, feeling resentful, all the goodies. And really, when we really did the work, and she'd always described a very sort of idyllic childhood, which always scares me when anyone says that. I'm like, oh, let's uncover that. then we realized that, yeah, there was this emotional distance all the time. And that really is getting triggered now with her feeling going so far with her reactions to her, her man being late. So, or maybe you witnessed your parents fighting a lot when you were a kid, and sometimes your dad would walk out or your mom would walk out, or you'd hear threats of divorce maybe. And they never did. They never divorced. They always stayed together. But in your current relationship, you and your partner maybe are having a simple, just a disagreement. You feel overwhelmed with emotion. And maybe you get enraged or you cry uncontrollably. You're told you blow things out of proportion all the time, but it doesn't feel that way in the moment. These are all signs. These are all pointing in a direction. So I'm going to give you the four signs that you might have unhealed relationship trauma. These, to me, are the biggies. And so even if you have or haven't seen yourself in this yet, let's see if you do now. So the first one is major trust issues. I'd say that's the biggest. This can show up everywhere. Maybe you find yourself, maybe you don't listen to your parents' advice anymore, or you think your friends are full of crap when they offer suggestions on how to move on. You think therapy is just people getting paid to listen to your problems. Maybe you get in relationships and you don't trust your partner. Maybe you're constantly checking their phone to see what they're, really up to, or you don't believe them when they say they love you. All men are this, all women are that, those kind of generalized statements. You basically don't feel safe in the relationship. Maybe you're jealous all the time, when there's just major trust issues, and if they mostly show up in your romantic relationship, but if you don't have one, if they show up everywhere, or maybe that's why you don't have one, then that's, to me, a major sign that there's something going on. Because at the end of the day, right, you would trust yourself. So you're not so worried about this other person. You would trust your instincts and your judgment. But the fact that you're questioning so much says a lot. Number two is low self-esteem. If you've either had a traumatic relationship before, or if you've, again, had unhealed trauma of any kind, there's this way that you just don't trust yourself. Kind of what I was just, that's why we're leading into this, you know. Maybe you're thinking, oh, how could I have picked that guy? What was wrong with me? Or, you know, what was I thinking that I went to that school and did this major? I should have taken this and done that. Why did I listen to my dad? Why did I, you know, why did I stay with that person for so long? Everything. Why did I buy that car? Oh, that was such a mistake. And you dwell, right? But you dwell in a way that you feel like you can't trust your decisions or your own judgment. And it often extends past relationship, you know, your like romantic relationship and into work and other areas of your life. It's sort of everywhere that you just don't feel, again, worthy or like you can't trust yourself. You lose confidence in yourself. You don't feel safe with your own thoughts and feelings. It goes on. Okay. Anyway. Okay. The third one, this is big, is this sort of emotional stuckness that I can use for lack of a better language. Basically, something will trigger you and you'll either get stuck in an on position or an off position. Let me explain what I mean. The off position is really the it's like you freeze. You know, the fight, flight, or freeze response. You stay in that kind of frozen thing. It usually shows up as exhaustion, fatigue, emotional numbness, disconnection, disassociation, all those kinds of things. You're just like in an off position. Does that make sense? Anything like that, you know, where you're just, not feeling connected, never feeling understood, never feeling like anyone gets you. Or maybe you get stuck in what I call like an on position, and that's more of your fight or flee response kind of thing. And this often results in what we call in psychology emotional flooding. So maybe you drive by the restaurant you and your ex used to frequent, and all of a sudden you're crying uncontrollably. See where I'm going here? Maybe your mom died and you're talking to someone and they say, oh, you have your mom's eyes, and you just lose it. Maybe you are, again, arguing with your partner about something not even that consequential, and all of a sudden you're threatening divorce and you're like losing your shit. This is emotional flooding, when you feel like you see red, like you can't stop the emotion that's taking you over like a tidal wave. That's literally like a flood. Maybe you overreact with a coworker or a friend, something like that. Again, you see everything as an attack that they're saying. You just can't hear anything else. Again, all emotional flooding, all being stuck in kind of an on position of this sort of heightened, crazy kind of thing. You're kind of too connected here. Instead of the off position where you're disassociating and disconnected, here you're like too connected. Okay. The fourth thing that I see that really talks about unhealed, you know, trauma that's really that's hurting your relationship, is these sort of annoying physical symptoms. There's been a lot of research showing this just physical toll that unresolved trauma has on the body. Mostly it all seems to stem from this being on high alert all the time. Our bodies, they just weren't built for it. Your body was not built for this. They were supposed to experience these types of physical responses literally in the 5 minutes before you died. when that person was putting a knife in your chest or that tiger was taking you down, that is when you were supposed to have this kind of stress. Not for hours on a day, year after year. No. Your body cannot handle it. So symptoms associated with unresolved, you know, trauma that you haven't dealt with, there's many from the research. I'll just give you a few right now. So you might have increased inflammation and arthritis, that kind of stuff. And when you have increased inflammation through your body, you can have all kinds of issues from that, as you might imagine. Heart attacks. Yeah. A weakened immune system. Chronic pain. So again, some of that's from that increased inflammation, but you know, having pain everywhere, including I see a lot of migraine and headaches, back pain, that kind of thing. And I would say the number one thing I see from unresolved trauma is GI issues, colitis, irritable bowel syndrome, diarrhea, constipation. It's, you know, a funny tummy, quote unquote. And the list goes on. I don't have time for all that today, but it's pretty major how much your body can break down, and what can happen. So all of those are, if that's showing up in your relationship, you can see that these are all major issues in your relationship right now that might be really taking you down. And I just want to say this. So I really, for trauma things, I strongly recommend getting into some kind of therapy. So again, if any of these are familiar to you, this whole podcast today, you've been just sitting there going, check, check, check. It's super important that you really look into some therapy. There's specialized trauma therapies. There's EMDR and there's biofeedback and there's brain spotting. There's tons of things. And there's just therapists who specialized in trauma. I don't specialize in trauma. I generally refer out for one of those therapies while someone is seeing me. Although I would say that the vast majority of my clients have some kind of trauma, but generally regular old therapy, we can get there. And when we can't, I refer out. EFT is another one, emotional freedom technique. There's a lot of different things that are really, really great research-based for trauma and for resolving it and literally helping you sort of rewire your brain. So that it doesn't get hijacked. And so I will say that for today, you can come on over to the website and I do have grounding exercises, which are research-based and shown to be highly effective with trauma response. Are super easy to do, so don't let that fool you, you know, into thinking they're not effective. So it will really help stop that fight, flight, or freeze response from hijacking your brain is basically what it does. Again, I'll link to it on the podcast page, abbymetcalf.com/podcast. You can find it there. And in the meantime, you know, be kind, patient, and compassionate with yourself. I mean, really, 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 it's a lot to take in, a lot to think of working on. I cannot diagnose you from here, of course. I cannot tell you for sure have trauma or not, but I can tell you that it's worthy of exploration if it's clicking all the boxes today. And that's it. So I love you. I want you to really work on this if this is just ringing your bell. I really want you to take the time and attention and focus it needs to be resolved. And as much as I really work hard to always make the podcast really, really good, it is not an actual substitute for therapy. Not for this kind. I can really teach you most things you need to learn here. I really can. But this is sort of another level. And I want you to take care of yourself. I adore you. I really do. I need you to take this as seriously as I do. And do your best to really take care of yourself and make this a priority. Okay, that is it. I'm sending all the love to have an amazing week, and I'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Relationships Made Easy podcast with wonderful me, Dr. Abby Metcalf. And I've got two quick things to say. Just give me one more minute. First, I love spending this time with you, and I work hard to make sure every single episode is going to help you move from any feelings of frustration or resentment or anxiety to that connected, hopeful confidence. That's always my goal. So if you have any ideas for a future episode or just want to say hi, let me know what the podcast is doing for you. Anything, you can email me at abby@abbymetcalf.com. How simple is that? And the second thing I want to say is if you like the podcast, you're going to go crazy, crazy for my book. My book is really good. I'm really proud of it. You can find it on Amazon or on my website under the shop section on my website at abbymetcalf.com. It's called Be Happily Married, Even If Your Partner Won't Do a Thing. And even if your partner will do a thing, the book will still really help you. So that's it. Thanks again for listening. Talk to you soon.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.